Hi, I'm Kristen Vreeland for the Oregon Student Assistance Commission, also called OSAC for short. Today, I am going to talk to you about my experience with the OSAC scholarship application, also known as the EAP. I found out about the OSAC EAP when I started working at OSAC. You can imagine how excited I was when I discovered that I could apply for up to 20 out of 400 scholarships with just one application. Right away, I went to work creating an e-student profile and perusing the online scholarship catalog. It was late November and I wanted to get my application in by the early bird deadline. As I entered information about my educational background, I was required to provide transcripts. The great news was that they did not have to be official copies, and I could upload them myself. All I had to do was scan and save a copy of my transcript as a PDF file. I selected the option to upload my transcript and browse my computer files to find and select the PDF version of my transcript. Once I selected the PDF, it uploaded and I could view it in my EAP. The personal statement portion of the EAP gave me a chance to tell my story to the selection committees that decide who to award the scholarships to. Writing my personal essays helped me to highlight my personal strengths and stand out in my uniqueness. After filling out all of my personal and education background information, it was time to decide which scholarships to apply for. The search filters worked great. I entered search criteria based on my personal situation, and the list it generated had some great scholarships to apply for. I did have to sort and sift through the available scholarships, but in the end, I feel that the scholarships I applied for are the ones I have the best chance of receiving. When it came time to submit my application, I knew that it was complete because all of the red warnings about missing documents and references were gone. Just to be safe, I printed out a paper copy of my application to make sure that my personal statements and essays were complete and not cut short due to character or word limitations. I triple-checked that I had correct transcripts and that they were all legible. After that, I finally submitted my EAP with plenty of time before the deadline. Complete EAPs submitted by the early bird deadline are eligible for a $500 scholarship drawing. But the best part is the early review, which gave me an extra 10 days to fix any problems with my transcripts. I have been checking my EAP online to see if I have been awarded any scholarships, but I have not found out whether or not I have been awarded any yet. If I am awarded any, I intend to write the donors and thank them. If not, I will still apply next year because it is a great opportunity to receive financial aid for college, and since I've created an EAP, it's much easier and faster to refresh it every year as long as I am in school. Thank you for taking the time to learn about this important topic. For more podcast topics, please visit our website at www.oregonstudentaid.gov. From all of us here at the Oregon Student Assistance Commission, this is Kristen Vreeland. We look forward to helping you again soon.